Michael, this 11-year period then, what gets us out of it in 11 years? What drastic change has occurred then on the planet where economically things get better?
Well, what's going to happen is that one can say the whole economic political situation is a function of the Earth's changes. We have to address this now very quickly because what is going to happen in the next few years, we cannot pretend that this is not happening, okay? That's very important. Are going to be a series of climate, weather changes, sea level rises, etc., and all sorts of changes. There's so many to mention, you know, volcanoes, earthquakes, etc., this whole stuff, but those are the outer changes. They, of course, create a whole new platform for a different kind of economy. But what really gets us out of it, to answer your question precisely, is then our own behavior, our recognizing that we have been really somewhat misguided in the way we were handling our relationship with the planet. And as this whole awareness kicks in and as the hyperdimensional shift, the magnetics, etc., changes, we will realize that we have to do things differently, and this will create a new economy that is basically moving away from an acquisition Earth-type economy that we have had in the last, say, 200 years, particularly the last 50, 60 years, into a more knowledge-based economy, and that lifts us out of it. So you're looking at about the first 10 years that we discussed, but really at another 50, 60 year, a double cycle of Saturn, first into 2020, mm-hmm. when Pluto and Saturn make the conjunction. And then, logically, always after Saturn passes Pluto, it picks up and goes upwards. So that's the first phase. And then into, say, 2049 and then 2080. So these changes, when we talk now about climate, world events, which are due to climate, because that's linked, of course,
sure.
not necessarily by cause and effect, but it's like the stream picks up speed, gets very strong, consistent, and just at the moment before it drops over the waterfall is when it like takes its real form. So you look at changes really primarily of an inner nature and of a kind of inner Earth changes that goes in hand with, you know, volcanoes and stuff like that. And that will potentially reduce food production and global resources. And so the flooding and the increasing rainfall and winds and the cooling of the planet, the heating of the planet, the extremes, all of that stuff, coastal events, winds and sea level rises, etc. All that creates a catalyst for complete change, human change that translates into economic, societal, and then political change.
And I assume it will be a strong change for many, many years to come after that.
Yes, yes. We're entering a completely new landscape. And this begins right away. We actually have entered. People have a tendency to always say, well, what will be? Because they like to look into the future. They like to not look at where they're at now. But if we look at where we're in now, we are in it. We have begun these changes. It's not well reported, but there are already massive waves, very strange phenomena in the oceans going on. They're a little bit underreported because it's not happening in areas where we have a reporting structure in place, but it's ongoing. We have heard in Maine there were a few strange phenomena with waves, in France several times, in the atolls, in Papua New Guinea, etc. So this is really happening. This is in the process of going on and becoming stronger over the next, say, 4 or 5 years. And this year now, 2009, is actually one in which we have had enough preparation time to know that there is potential flooding coming.
Well, in this country, Michael, we have had what we call earthquake swarms, 500-plus earthquakes at Yellowstone National Park, which is sitting atop a super volcano, a caldera. And if that thing ever goes, God help all of us. But we are in a very active state right now with this planet, aren't we?
Yes, yes, we are. I would like to say about that caldera, I do not see that one going. That's
okay.
Not what's going to happen. I mean, if that would happen, in theory, you can imagine that would be like nuclear winter. And that I know
absolutely
will not happen. I can say pretty safely sitting here in Germany, that is not part of a timeline that I know of. There will be quakes, sure, and there will be volcanoes, and, you know, smaller type I mean, still very devastating, but not of that magnitude. Move away. I mean, I would advise people that they should be at least outside of a radius of, say, 100 to 200 miles away from that place.
Will there be earth changes to the point where wars will be fought over, let's say, the shortage of drinking water or landmass, for example?
Yes, that's the whole point. The conflicts that are beginning now, that have begun, are already based on water, on simple resources. Yes, those are resource wars. Absolutely. What you see going on in the Middle East is a typical resource war. And so that will become stronger and stronger into the next 4 to 5 years. And the earth changes will create migrations of people, waves and waves of immigrations into several areas. Europe will be a target. Where we are here, we know that we're going to become a target for people from the east, from the Middle East, to move in. Same situation in your continent. And these migrations lead to, of course, a form of social unrest, and that creates conflict. So, yes, you're looking basically at resource wars. What we have so far, self-created wars, but then will come wars that are a logical consequence of the scarcity of food and water and simple things.
Michael, what about innovation? Will we continue on this planet to create new and innovative things? You know, will we get to a point, for example, where we don't rely on gasoline for cars? Will we come up with other innovations to use electrical power, maybe grab it like Tesla wanted to, right out of the atmosphere? Will those things happen?
Yes. Absolutely. This is now part of the positive consequences of everything that is going to happen. We could have had that 60, 70 years ago. This was suppressed, of course. But now is what's going to happen. These so-called black operation military projects that are sitting on it will be released. And people anyway have the knowledge. There are scientists, young people around worldwide who have solutions. They just know that at the moment it's not ready, so they're sort of hiding and tinkering away in garages and stuff. But definitely there will be a new form of electrics, a new form of a cosmic energy. So yes, sure, we will replace the entire way we are dealing with energy production and consumption. And that is very soon. That is about to happen within the next 2 to 4 years. I mean, by this happening in 2 to 4 years, that the beginning of the development will become visible. And then over the next 10 to 15 years, we'll be really applying it at a massive scale.